that who's did this halacha that he said over that Haiman de Masman lay midil chavri. If somebody sells something to his friend, sorok le michtav lay, he should write in the shtar yishino lay sheyaris bizvini ilin kadmoi klum. If I want to sell you like all my property, I want to sell you a lot of houses, I have to speak out, I'm not leaving over anything for myself. But if you don't write this in, I'm not leaving over anything for myself, then he always has the right to say, yes, he's leaving over something. So, come on, who does it go like? Kirav Nachman, Omar Rabba Vavua, as we just had before. Therefore, when you sell a house, when you sell a sada between the bikkur, you do not mean to sell the whole house or all the fields, because you did not write this in, I'm not leaving over anything. Sounds like Hishita, if you did not write this in, that's the rayas that we see, you did not mean to sell everything. Hahuda was a man. The Yom Lechavri said to his friend, Arya de Bei Chia Mizadin Lecho. I'm going to sell you the property of Bei Chia. Like I, if I says, bought or Ayashim the property of Bei Chia, and I'll sell it to you. Hevilei Tarti Arisa. You had two lands. Devi Miskere de Bei Chia. Both lands were called the Bei Chia. Omer of Ashavashi said, you should know, Chod Omele Tatlo Yomele. He always said, I'm selling you Arya de Bei Chia. The land of Vechia, which is Mashma one land. So you only meant to sell him one and not two. Omalei, but the Omalei Aryasa Soma, if you would have just said, I'm selling you land, then Niat Aryasa Shtayim, the least amount is two, then he has to give him two. The Omalei Kol Aryasa, if he says, I'm giving you all my lands, then Kol Aryasa Disli means all the lands that he has. But Levar Mi Bustanei Padisa, he does not have to give over his gardens. Bustam Rashi says, Ginos, the gardens, Upadisa, the Kramim, the vineyards. That's not included in a field. A field means an empty field, and not a garden, and not a vineyard. The Omalei Zihura, let's say it says, I'm selling you Zihura. Rashbam says, Kola Kakois, Kriim Kain, and I'm selling you all my property, then Afilo Be Bustane Upadisa. He also meant to include the garden and the vineyards. But Levar Mi Botevi Avdi, all he meant to say is all my property. But not my house, and not my Eved. I didn't mean to sell you my Eved. But the Yomalei, let's say in the Shtar Mechiri, sounds like this. The Yomalei, Nichsai, means Mashma, all my possessions. Then Afilu Bati V'Yavdi. Then he means to sell even his house, and even his Eved also. Rashbam says, Av Metaltli Loi, but not as Metaltlim, his utensils. Av Yomalei Kol Nichsai. Now, Motza Loi Meitzer Echad. Let's say in the star he wrote down the boundaries, and wrote down two sides of the boundaries. One side was longer than the other side. Meitzer echad oruch, or meitzer echad katzer. So we don't know how much of the field he want to give over. On the right side he gave a longer boundary than on the left side. So did he mean to say the bigger field, or only as long as the left side is? Amarav, lekon el kenegad katzer. Since the left side was a smaller boundary, like only 10 feet or 100 feet long, and the right side was 200 feet long, he only meant to sell him 100 feet long of the property. Omele Rav Kana. So Rav Kana said, Rav Asi, and Rav Asi, the Rav Rav, why? Why do you say that, Svara? Why don't you say better, the Yikna Keneged Rosh Tur? We should make like a diagonal. Like, let's say in the middle picture here. If the top side was a shorter boundary, and the bottom side was a longer one, we should make a diagonal going straight across from the smaller one to the longer one. And all that part of the land he meant to sell. Why do you say you only meant to sell, like the top picture here, straight down, only the right side? He meant to sell, maybe meant to sell like the second picture, make a diagonal going along. So Shostak Rav, Rav kept quiet, but maybe you're right, Taka. Maybe that's what he meant to sell. But Amoy the Rav also agrees, Heicha Diyika Neitzer Ruben V'Shimon Michad Gisa. If on one side of this field he says, lives Ruben and Shimon. O Neitzer Levi V'Yudi Michad Gisa. And on the other side of this field that I'm selling you, lives Levi and Yehuda. So now, mi dehevel ele michtav lei, de Ruvain kineged Levi, or de Shimon kineged Yehuda. Since he should have said that Ruvain is opposite Levi, and Shimon is opposite Yehuda. Now he didn't say that. For lei kosav lei, Shmamin here is a proof, kineged Rosh Tur, hu diyomalei. All he meant to say also again is Rosh Tur means a diagonal going across. That's all he meant to say. Diagonally, but not that he meant to give him over the whole field. Since he didn't speak out clearly, Reuven Keneged Shimon, he only should have said Reuven Keneged Levi. Since he did not say that, he only also meant to give a diagonal of the field, not the field. Also the next picture here. This is the picture here. That Reuven and Shimon, they did not mean to give him the whole field. He only meant like a diagonal, only one side of the field he meant to give him, but not both sides of the field. That's called Reish Tura, diagonally down the field.